Okay, whenever you're ready. Go ahead.
All right. We're going to call the meeting to order. And good morning to everyone. And I'm the one to open with a quote this morning. I just have something from Mother Teresa, just a reflection. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you're kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. Clerk, what do we have up?
I can call.
Open forum?
Yes, I will. First, I will call roll.
Monthly summary.
Yeah, first I'm actually going to call roll before we get going on that. Commissioner Briceño?
Present.
Commissioner Buck? Commissioner Dobie?
Here.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Here.
Commissioner Hamill? Commissioner Leach?
Here.
Commissioner Lee?
Here.
Commissioner Matsuba?
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill? Commissioner Steinberg?
Here.
And Commissioner Wang?
Okay.
Okay. And we do have a quorum. And then item number 3 is monthly summary of commission activities.
And that is Commissioner Leach, I believe.
I'm sorry, I'm unaware of that.
Do you have that? I'm sorry, my computer is going in and out, so sorry.
I was not notified of that.
Oh.
Commissioner Leach, basically you just need to go through this monthly summary at the bottom of the thing that you have, and if you can just highlight some of the work done.
Can you tell me what page that would be on, please?
That is page 4, four. Four of 6.
All right. Happy to do it, just didn't know.
Yeah, no, I think we need to do a little orientation for our new commissioners. We don't do that, we just get to work. So that's something I would suggest that we take it into consideration for future meetings, because we're getting new people and we do not know the protocol of what needs to be done and how.
Forgive me, I am not finding the summary in my notes.
Okay, it was in the package that you received. But
have them right here, but I am out of town, and so part of it may not have come to me. So, Commissioner Faruqi,
let me help you out. Basically, what we have, let me just say, it's a monthly summary activity report.
Thank you.
No worries. And we have exceeded our monthly meetings. Obviously, we have we on schedule. Actually, not exceeded. Police community relations cases, our goal was 20. To date, we have done only one. Community policy meetings, the goal was 4, but we have at the end one meeting. In terms of community outreach, relationship building, our goal is 40, but we have achieved 28, which is a good mark to be at. The support to hate crime victims, the goal was 8. We have done 9 of those engagements, and there are other things that have also been in the works. Commission staff has attended the police chief advisor sheriff's interfaith monthly meetings that happen, further on. In terms of commission staff has joined the team that will be supporting Cypress College in series of listening sessions to address last year's faculty and student incidences and aftermath. Commission staff is supporting the Anaheim Bridge Task Force as they plan a series of dialogue between APD and the Anaheim community. that is Anaheim Police Department and Anaheim Community. Commissions now help facilitate dialogue with the OC Together online event. Commission staff conducted a hate crime presentation at Junior League Orange County, and then they also supported the proposal and hate crime report the ad hoc committee this month. And so that's in a nutshell. I don't know if I'm exceeding my bounds over here, but there's a hate motivated incidents report as well. So I'll leave that for future. So that's pretty much it. I hope I've done my job.
Thank you, Commissioner Faruqi.
Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate you saving me.
Just jumping in to help.
Thank you, sir.
And do we... I don't know if you can hear me, but my computer is freezing, so...
I can hear you.
My computer is freezing, so I'm so sorry for that.
No, you're good. We can hear you.
Okay, good. All right. Clerk, are we going on to
the
open floor?
Yes, and just to also note that Dr. Dorothy O'Neill did join us just as we were starting item 3, so she is here.
Okay.
And so... if we have any speakers for open forum, if you can hit the hand raise icon on the Zoom app or *9 on your phone. Give it a few seconds to get people. So far we have 2 people that wish to speak. And the first one I see is Felicity Figueroa. We will unmute you. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you so much. So I just wanted to say that I'm very much looking forward to this year's hate crimes report that's coming up next week. And I do hope that it will include, as it has in years past, a panel with community members from the various impacted communities, Asians, Latinx, Muslims, Blacks, Jews, LGBTQ, as this gives a much more immediate and personal perspective of how hidden biases and overt discriminatory behavior affect our neighbors and, by extension, our own lives. In prior years, we've also heard how the majority of hate incidents are never reported, even by the very participants on the panel, and that's sobering indeed. I'm also intrigued by the project of the Japanese National TV Documentary Program. It's always good to get an objective view of who we are and how we act by a group that has no dog in the race. As we speak right now, there's a day-long institute happening just down the street from me at UC Irvine on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Some of the findings coming out of that presentation that I've heard so far are daunting. How our brains are unconsciously influenced by random pieces of information, how expectations take precedence over actual data, how the most esteemed universities accept almost 100% of applicants coming from high-end prep schools regardless of their qualifications, how we cherish diversity in our financial investments, in the knowledge of the benefits of a varied diet, and in the need to diversify our gene pool, i.e. don't marry your cousin. And yet when it comes to the people living next door or those working in the cubicle next to us, it's a completely different story. Again, another reason we need inclusive ethnic studies programs in our schools, and the earlier the better, because if we are so predisposed to prejudice, intervention is the key. By our very nature, we are prone to implicit bias, and thus we need all the help we can get. So thank you for all the work you're doing to make this a reality.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next speaker is Lulu Hamad. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for giving us a chance to give public comment here. I'm calling to share a concern I've been having about the Orange County School of the Arts recently. Actually, not recently, since May of this year, where the administration has censored a presentation by one of its student clubs because it was talking about Palestine from the Palestinian perspective. The presentation was entitled settler colonialism and apartheid in occupied Palestine. It was shut down within 24 hours of its announcement in an unprecedented act of censorship by the OSHA administration. The students were never given any reasoning for this censorship. Instead, as me and my family were trying to find a respite from the aggression against our people back in Palestine and trying to carve a few hours for us to celebrate Eid on the first day of Eid, we received, because I have a family member who goes to OSHA, we received an email from OSHA administration saying that this presentation on Palestine was canceled because it was not in alignment with OSHA's core values. This was extremely distressing to us because we were just trying to get a few hours so we can give our children some joy and celebration in at the midst of a heinous attack on my people where whole families were wiped out, where more than 200 children were killed. We were mourning those who were killed. We were worried about our family back home. And we were trying to juggle all that. And we were coming up to the commemoration, to the 73rd commemoration of the Nakba, of the ethnic cleansing of my people in Palestine. And we get an email from OSHA, a public charter school funded by taxpayers, censoring a presentation on Palestine for the mere mention of Palestine, with the absurd claim that our call to freedom and equality in Palestine, in the phrase "from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," is anti-Semitic. The students have tried repeatedly to follow up with OSHA administration, and until recently, like, they haven't responded until recently. They met with them last week. I went to the Board of Trustees to talk to them. I talked to the OSHA administration, and they're still censoring the students. They're still not acknowledging that it's censorship. They're still not acknowledging the great harm they've caused my community. They're not, for them, it seems that we're still invisible, that we're non-existent. And on the other hand, they're apologizing for the harm, the perceived harm, of the claim that this phrase is anti-Semitic. And in their claim, they're relying on a very ambiguous post-dated letter from the controversial ADL claiming that this statement or this phrase or this proclamation is anti-Semitic. At the same time, ignoring the letter they received from Jewish Voice for Peace LA on the same day that they received the ADL letter saying there's nothing anti-Jewish or anti-Semitic in this phrase and that they stand by it as proud anti-Zionist Jews. The harm that this is causing to us is layered and goes on multi levels. As a Palestinian who has a member at OSHA, I fear that the campus is not safe for Palestinian students. As a member of the community who supports this school and who actually through my tax dollars pay for it, I feel like this is abuse of public funds when a public school who's bound by the Constitution is censoring their students and violating First Amendment. I fear that this promotes hate and fear-mongering when you weaponize false claims of anti-Semitism to silence members of your community. This backlashes, and this hurts everyone, because it hurts us, the community members who are silenced.
Ms. Hamad, your time is up. If you can please wrap up your comments.
Yes, and it also hurts true efforts to fight anti-Semitism. So I'm coming to the, I'm raising this here in the hopes that the commission would be able to help alleviate this injustice on our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are there any additional speakers? If you want to speak next, this is your one opportunity. Please hit star 9 or the hand raise icon. No, we do not have any additional requests to speak, so that is all. So I can move on then to item number 4, which is Japanese National TV documentary program request.
Yes. We... Oh, I'm going to try to share the screen if I can get it, of the letter that we received. Let's see.
John, do you want me to bring it up on my end?
Oh, yeah, that would be great. Thank you, Norma. There we go. I don't know if you had time to read it, but we did receive this letter to participate in a film. Hello, OC Human Relations. I'm reaching out to you on behalf of a Japanese national TV documentary program that is interested in reporting on the current state of hate crimes in Southern California. We're developing a 60-minute in-depth look at the situation for national broadcasts in Japan. We realize that with the mass demonstrations regarding racial discrimination and violence that have been occurring since last year, the media has a tendency to focus on the negative. It is our intent to show the other side, to show people that have allies who are fighting every day on their behalf to stop hate crimes and racially motivated violence. We hope that through this program, more people can come to understand the extent to which people and organizations such as yours are working every day to protect them and their way of life. We'd very much like to show how there are folks like yourself who are hard at work actively combating the situation. To that end, we are reaching out to you with the following requests: interviews with members of your organization, 2, filming of daily activities related to anti-Asian hate crimes and hate incident countermeasures, 3, filming of events your organization is involved with that relate to the topic, 4, access to existing footage of past activities related to the topic. We're hoping to shoot the entirety of the program between late August and late November. If we could get your support in this project, we would be hugely grateful. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to help make this happen. Thanks so much in advance for your time and consideration. We really appreciate all of the good work you are doing. Kind regards, Andrew Houston. So, does anyone have any comments about the letter or feelings about us participating in this?
Madam Chair, I just want to add that the documentary is looking at different programming. Everything that, I think some of the elements that they want to showcase that the council does in terms of the work in schools, for the commission itself particularly, they're interested in the To Know Better campaign and the work that was done last year around that. So I know that they specifically want to ask, and I want to make sure to put that in there because it's not in the letter, but okay, in their communication with me. That was something they pointed out.
Okay. Thank you, Norma.
Chair Matsuda, I would say that it's a fantastic opportunity for our issues to be out there and the work that Orange County is doing to be highlighted.
Thank you.
Second that, and I move we accept this proposal.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Who was that? Who? Did you get that, Jamie?
Yeah, Commissioner Leach. Yes.
Okay, Leach. Okay. All right. Thank you. I guess we will hear from them, or Norma, we'll get together and figure out what we need to do to be available to them. Correct? Oh, gosh.
No.
Sorry, Mike.
Norma, you are muted.
Yeah. I'm muted?
No. Norma was. Now Norma.
Oh, Norma.
Okay, oh. She is. And Amy Buck does have her hand raised.
Okay. Commissioner Buck?
I just wanted to apologize for being late and annoying.
Oh, okay. No problem. All right, thank you. Moving on.
Can I take a roll call, please, of the motion?
Okay,
so,
yes.
Okay, so Commissioner Briseño?
Aye.
Commissioner Buck?
Yes.
Commissioner Dobie?
Yes.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Jamie, I'm sorry, it's Renee.
Yes.
Was that on the agenda as an action item? Can you confirm that?
You know what, you're right, it is not. It's just discussion only.
I don't think that the HRC can take action because it wasn't identified as an
action. You're correct. You are correct. Okay.
So what will that involve us taking action on it next meeting? Or how do we proceed with that, Renee, if we want to move forward?
If you want to take a formal action, it would have to be done, publicized to the public, or the public would have to get advance notice. And then you could vote, so it could be done during a special meeting and or the next HRC monthly meeting. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
My concern about this is that if action is not taken quickly, looking at the timeline of the documentary throws them completely out of whack. And as a documentary maker, I've got to tell you, you know, you might as well ignore this whole thing then, because you're not helping them by coming in so late in October. So a special meeting or something, certainly, if that's according to Renee, I would propose something like that. Otherwise, we've lost the timeliness and we have lost the capacity for them to do the documentary the way they are envisioning it.
Commissioner Briseño?
So, if we cannot take a vote on it, can we find consensus and have the staff move without a vote?
I think a suggestion would be that, as it's been done in the past, ad hoc can be formed. And the ad hoc can then facilitate the discussion with the documentary people to see what elements they want, and then kind of bring it back to the commission to be able to discuss further. If the commission wants to, because I imagine that they're going to interview commissioners, mm-hmm. so it won't be only my staff on the video. And I want to make sure that all the commissioners are informed of what the status is in the process. So I would suggest that an ad hoc be formed, so then that ad hoc is able to then facilitate the discussions and then maybe set up some of the help set up some of the interviews if need be. And I'm not sure if at that point then we can bring it back to the commission in October with some of the steps already taken to be able to make sure that the commission votes on the finalized product that the documentary people have.
Okay, well, so with the forming of an ad hoc, we will be able to move forward then. We will be able to move forward and start talking with the filmmakers.
Yeah, sort of like with some of the other projects, the ad hoc is able to facilitate and guide that work with the people that are working on the documentary.
Okay. Do I have some volunteers to be on, participate on that ad hoc committee? Who is that? Dorothy?
We have Dr. O'Neill.
Dr. O'Neill, yes. Commissioner O'Neill. Anyone else? We have one. We need three. You can put me down, Jamie.
Okay. And Jennifer Wang is raising her hand.
Oh, and Jennifer. Commissioner Wang. Is anyone else interested? Okay. Well, three is good, right? Okay. All right, we'll go with the three of us. Commissioner O'Neill, Wang, and Matsuda. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Norma, for giving us some clarity on that. All right. Moving on.
Okay, item number 5 is update Board of Supervisors proposal.
Yes, that's me. Good morning again. Thank you. We have had the ad hoc committee has had several meetings since the last commission meeting, working with the county staff, with Rene, Sergio, and others as well, and going back and forth with on the proposal and adding more to the language and its presentation, the format, and all that, so it has more detail as to what it is that the ad hoc is recommending in terms of the phase one that we were asked by the Board of Supervisors to move on with the support of Lisa, Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, and the supervisors. So where we are now is that it was a long, arduous process, but we have made a lot of traction in there. We have requested the ad hoc committee submitted the proposal for review with Supervisor Lisa Bartlett, because she's the one leading the charge. And we asked for an extension of time because we were supposed to have had a going before the Board of Supervisors this month, and that was not possible. And then it, we had to move it to October 19th. Actually, it was October 5th that the board is meeting, and again on October 19th. So the October 19th request has been approved that we will have our say at that point. The package has been sent over with the documents, the scope documents, and the proposal in quite detail. And the other request was to do an RFI, request for information, that will be open to any contractor out there besides HRC to also bid upon, and with their expertise that they can do the job that this proposal asking for, because it has software, it has language, it has all different kind of components within it, wraparound services with CBOs and all that stuff. So there's a lot that is happening in phase one. For all of that to take place, we thought it was best prudent to have others also participate. So that RFI is going to be expedited. It has never happened in such a short duration. So that's it's a 7 to 10 day turnaround time. And that is going to be presented or released to the public, which will be available to all of us at the end of day tomorrow, work day tomorrow, that is Friday. That said, yeah, we will be also, there will be a link that will be available for the, that will be placed on the procurement site of the OC website, the county website. And that will be available to disseminate by the commissioners and anyone else that we want to send out to, because this is a very tight timeline on what we gather. This, has not, this is not something that happens routinely. It's quite exceptional that this is being done on a very fast track. So with that said, we are hoping that we will be able to solicit those RFIs. The ad hoc will have an opportunity to review that. And once the entire package is released tomorrow, the entire commission and everyone else in the public and the community will get to see what it is that we have put together. It has taken several months to get here. It's not been easy, but I should thank our ad hoc committee commissioners that have worked tirelessly on this. A lot of them have put in tremendous time, including Rene and Sergio and everyone else from the department, from the thing. So this is where we are. I just want to give a quick update on that. And I'm just going to mute myself because I have to take this urgent call. So in case there are questions, I would...
Are there any questions or comments, statements?
Chairman Tsuba, I just want to ask, since Fareed is not on the call, or
I'm sorry, I'm back again.
Here he is. Okay. There's a question for from Commissioner Briceño.
Yeah, my question is, do we need to submit public comments once again, Fareed, or...
No.
Okay.
We have taken the input of the stakeholders, the community. We have taken that into consideration. That's why the RFI is going out, so it is more transparent, open, as opposed to other alternates that were at the time that we were reviewing. So as to the scope of the document is very, it's quite broad, but it is also very specific, and it's asked, one is the technology piece of it, that we need for data tracking and all that, which is critical. Language, in terms of interpreters and language assistance, and how that will work with phone banking and all that. People with the expertise in those languages. We have identified 7 of them, the rest of it is how that information is going to be gathered, response time. Turnaround, engaging with the CBOs who are again providing certain services in their communities who they know. So it's very quite broad. So I would think that we have taken everything into consideration. Obviously, nothing is 100%, but it is very close to what we it should be. I hope I've answered your question, Commissioner.
And looks like Commissioner Leach has a question as well.
Again, I was wondering if in these latest modifications compared to, say, a month or two or three ago when I joined the commission, were there changes also to the budgetary process on this?
Yes. I mean, we started off, at the very inception, it was a three-phase approach to the overall program. And then we had to narrow it down. One, from a budgetary standpoint, the ask was much bigger. It was almost 2.7 million or thereabouts for the entire three phases. But then we were told that we can only do phase one, and the limit was only $500,000 to do that. So we had to scale back, move things around, pick up what is more priority that is absolutely necessary timing-wise. Having done that, then we then got the good news that the $500,000 has been increased to $1 million in budget funding for phase one alone. There's still phase two and phase three. We have not touched that. We haven't expanded or elaborated. So we want to get this one right. And the timeline is, the window is closing, right? Every month that goes by, June is the renewal period. So this proposal that we have put out has a very limited timeline, a life of its own, if you will. So everything has to be done from contracting to developing the software or finding a software that will do the job, developing an app, mobile app that people can respond and communicate effectively in languages and incident reporting, whatever that may be. All of this needs to be done between now, once it is released, finding that contract person, handing it over, them to deliver the product, and then implementing what we want to implement, working with CBOs and everyone else. So this is the total gamut of it.
And do you and the ad hoc committee believe that even with the increase to $1 million that this will be workable, especially in this short amount of time?
Yes, absolutely. The contractors have to be qualified. They need to be expeditious. They need to know what they're doing, both technology-wise, their internal capacities, ability to move on it very quickly. All that detail, the legal aspects of it, the contract will be developed by the county, which they do. But the ad hoc will have the ability to oversee what's happening, and obviously the commission as a total. So now it's going to be public information. Until now, we could not give the specific details of it, but now it is up in the thing. So, I think it's a very good proposal. The dollar amounts are just right. Yeah, I mean, you can always ask for more, but you first have to deliver and prove your concept. And the stakeholders, the Board of Supervisors feel that, yes, the money is not being wasted, right? So we are very cognizant of it. We have been very careful, judicious in how we have gone about it.
Good. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. Any further questions for me or the ad hoc committee? And thanks to our chairperson, Joanne, to Amy, Commissioner Amy Bach, and to Commissioner Jennifer. They all pulled their weight. Amy did a lot of crafting of it because she is familiar. And I want to thank her specifically. Thank you so much, Amy. Even as of last night, she had to go back and make some changes at my request, and I appreciate that very much. And to the staff that help us, not to forget Norma and her team. Norma is always there, you're helping us as well. So, but some of these past meetings were just strictly between the ad hoc and the appointed folks, that was Renee and Sergio, to keep the things in line, to meet the, because there's the presumption of maybe conflict of interest issues or other kind of things, so we have to be very careful of it. So we have been very meticulous in how we have gone about that process.
Thank you, Fareed, for a thorough review of everything we've been working on. And thank you to all the ad hoc members and to Jenna and Renee for all the work that has gone into this the past week and a half. And moving on.
Okay. Item number 6 is Commission Staff Reports. 2020 Hate Crimes Report release event on September 17th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. and To Know Better video presentation.
Thanks, Jamie. So just a quick reminder, next week we will be holding our release event. If you have yet to register, I will be sending out the information after this meeting. We do have two speakers joining us. One is Priscilla Huang, who is with Asian Americans in Action. And then we also have Dr. Douglas Haynes from UCI joining us. So we're very excited about both speakers and the turnout. So please share widely. I will, like I said, I will send out the details with the flyer. I know Nee has been sending that out, but please share with all your friends. It'll be a good day. The last thing on my agenda or on my list, it's taken a while for us to get here, but I'm so excited. I don't know if you remember a couple months back, I mentioned that our media consultant who led and worked with us for the To Know Better campaign, they were working on a video with some of the winners from the contest, kind of showcasing their work, the significance of their participation. So it finally was completed. We were able to get everything aligned with consent forms and everything. So now I'm able to share the video with you all. So I'm going to be screen sharing. It is no more than 2 minutes. So if you give me a second, I'm going to share this and hopefully my sound comes through. Please let me know if my sound comes through. In the last two times I've tried this, it comes in a little choppy.
Orange County students joined the To Know Better campaign to help fight hate and discrimination that arose due to the pandemic. A few of these students joined us to share their perspectives in their own words.
I know that during the pandemic, there was a lot of things going on, like all the negativities, hatreds.
I've seen a lot of violence, and that's so sad to, like, realize that, and a lot of just
discrimination towards people, the Asian hate. It's really painful to see people being treated like that.
I guess I didn't want to believe what I was seeing because I just thought nobody is capable of doing such things, right?
I just really want people to be respectful and understand that respect can go a really long way.
I know it's gonna make a big change if we start thinking from other people's perspective to, like, consider other people's feeling. I think that's really important.
You just have to start respecting yourself and then respecting others.
Words and actions are such an important part. They really affect an individual, a community, a group, a culture. Be thoughtful about what you're saying.
That's the only way we're gonna connect and really make that difference and make that change. I know there's always people saying, like, well, I don't know where to start, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to make a difference. Well, that simple deed of being kind and that simple action of kindness can make and can go a long way.
If someone's having, like, a terrible day, just one small thing you can say to them can really, like, just brighten their day and make them feel really happy.
It doesn't have to be big. Just take a little step.
And as long as you keep an open-minded headspace, you're able to understand more people, you're able to be more kind to other people.
Spreading kindness would be, like, the most beneficial way to start making a change and start making a difference.
Someone has to start so that everyone else can learn to take action in their future.
Great.
And
really great.
With that inspiration, I'm gonna end there.
Or maybe I should ask Rabbi Rick, would you mind just sharing? We have so many new commissioners. Just share what the program was that these young people were involved in.
Pleasure. Thank you. When COVID started, even prior to that, but particularly with COVID, the rise in anti-Asian hate incidents and crime rose exponentially, as all hate crime has been. And so Supervisor Doe called us in and said, we got to do something. And so over many months, we had discussions, and we thought the best place was to start with the young people. And so we had basically a contest is too strong of a word, an incentive program for all schools in Orange County. We had 115 or 20 schools in our county participate in their media classes or social studies classes where they developed anti-hate campaigns, some on video, some with art, some with dance, some with song. Norm, if you could please send out the link to the webpage so all of our commissioners can see it. I know Amy and me and a few others had the opportunity to judge all of the entries, which took about 3 weeks, and we had 2 hours to do it. No, it took many, many hours to do, and each one was more moving than the next. And so on the website, you'll see the participants, but the winners in particular that are deeply moving. And it was really inspirational. Each school got an incentive in a cash towards their media programs and their anti-hate groups. And this all came from, I believe, the CARES money of the federal government. I think it was something about $250,000, something like that. And correct me if I'm wrong, Norma, did we have 1 million views or some crazy number like that of people online really seeing how the young people say, we are not going to tolerate this nonsense anymore. I mean, it's really incredible. Norma, what was the stats on that?
Let me pull it up, because I did share that at a recent meeting. I think it was probably July. Let me make sure. Yes. So in July, we had 5,868,000 impressions. And and a little bit over 14,000 clicks to the website. So, and that was just the reach. And then we have a breakdown on social media. So social was 1.6, and the display was 2.1 million. The pre-roll before the video was 1.5, and then Snapchat was just shy of 1 million impressions. So it was pretty, it was huge. So,
It's really incredible, and Norma and her staff did a great job, and the commission and the ad hoc committee did a great job, and it makes me so happy to hear Fareed's report, because I really believe what we did laid the groundwork for what will be an extended commission mission, and I think the Board of Supervisors is very proud of what we did. I saw Supervisor Doe a couple weeks ago, gave me a big hug, he said, we really made an impact. And when he says we, what he means is the County of Orange is represented by the Board of Trustees through the commission, and that's something to be very proud of. So I'll pass it on to Amy.
Oh, yeah, I just like to comment when Norma talks about the click-throughs, that's always such a big deal to me, because that means that not only was the impression made, but then somebody took an action afterwards, right? And so, you know, kind of this idea of, like, know better. Well, know better, do something, right? So that's a something, which I think is something else to be proud of with all of this. So it's really such a cool.
I'll just add one last piece, and that is, you know, we're a response commission. That is, a crime or incident happens, and we respond. And I think what the board pushed us to do and what Norma and her staff do so well in their programs, on the program side, is be proactive. And this was really a proactive response in so many ways.
Very great. And that was a great video, Norma. Thanks for sharing. And we're doing great things. All right, moving on to the next item.
Okay, item number 7 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Hi, it's Mike, and I'm sorry I don't have video on. I'm actually in the car traveling from another appointment, but I don't have any official update, although I do have kind of a personal update I wanted to share. Some of you already know, but I am going to be retiring on October the 7th after 29 years in law enforcement, 6 years as chief. So I wanted to share that with my fellow commissioners and also just say what an honor it has been to be on the commission as a commissioner representing Orange County Chiefs and Sheriffs for the past 6 years. It truly has been one of the highlights of my career to have been able to serve in this capacity, especially through all the social unrest last summer. Just it's been a really, really meaningful experience for me. And so logistic-wise, just wanted to share that still having discussions with the Orange County Chiefs of Police and Sheriff's President about who is going to take over and put in for, you know, this commission spot and hopefully be selected by the City Selection Committee. That process, of course, is in November. But there's every intention and desire on the part of the Chiefs to continue to have representation on the commission. So, again, I just want to take a moment to share this news and affirm the commitment on behalf of Orange County Chiefs to the very important work that the commission has and will in the future be involved in.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Mike. Thank you for all you've done as being a part of this commission, and we appreciate your contributions, and we're going to miss you, but you deserve 29 years of service. You're ready for your retirement, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Congratulations on Mike. We'll miss you.
I missed all of you, too, for sure. For sure. Miss you as well.
Yeah, we'll miss your presence. We'll miss your presence on the commission, but it's been nice to have you, and wish you all the best in your retirement. Yeah, we'll look forward to
thank
working
you, Fareed.
With you. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So on behalf of the commission staff, Chief Mike, we appreciate and been so honored in having you be a partner. Specifically supporting our work, our hate crime prevention work, and reaching out to the chiefs and helping us collect data, even call those that might have been turning in their data late. We really appreciate you brainstorming with us whenever we were trying to figure out how do we approach the situation. You were always present. You were always willing to have those conversations with us. So Congratulations on your retirement. We really appreciated your support and all the work that you've done, and we're really going to miss you. This next person is going to have to fill some really big shoes.
Well, thanks, Norma. I appreciate that, and also thank you for the wonderful job you do as a director. Yeah, I'm going to miss all of you for sure.
Moving on to our next item.
Okay. Item 8 is OCSD Interfaith Council.
Yes, that's me.
Yes.
First, I'd just like to say, in regards to Chief Hamill, I really believe the city of Irvine and the county of Orange are much, much better off because of his leadership, and he will be missed. So thank you, Chief, so much for all you do. While I have the floor, I just would like to respond to the public's comment about the anti-Semitism or anti-Semitic phrase from the river to the sea. I know nothing about the incident in OSHA, and I'd be curious to know more because the speaker sounded like there was a lot of pain in her voice, and I certainly want to understand that and learn about that. But not for another group to tell one group what is anti their religion or status or whatnot. From the river to the sea, in the Jewish perspective, is highly, disturbingly anti-Semitic. What it means is from the River Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea, all the Jews who live in that area, which is, you know, millions of Jewish people, should be pushed into the sea by military overthrow. And that is disturbing, and when the Jewish people have a history of genocide being done against them, you take those not just anti-Semitic comments, but real threats, and it's scary to hear it minimized in any way other than what it's intended as a call to arms. And so, you know, this issue is a nuanced issue about what is anti-Israel that is fighting against the government and what is anti-Semitic, and it's a fine line, and it gets crossed quite often, and I'm not sure there's much of a distinction in many cases, but I just felt compelled as I sat here, should I say something, should I not say something? I feel that I just wanted to respond with sensitivity because I hear the pain on the other side. And I want to understand what happened in OSHA as well. But just on that specific comment, make no mistake about it. That is anti-Semitism at its core. So thank you for allowing me that comment. With respect to the OC Sheriff's Interfaith Council, we had a wonderful program at a temple here. I spoke, the wonderful imam from Mission Viejo spoke, an erudite, thoughtful presentation. I don't know if any of you had a chance to see it. If not, happy to send the link to you. The father from the Diocese of Orange and then a representative of the Sikh community. They don't have clergy. They have lay leaders. And so really a great conversation. We had about 20 people in person, but many, many more online. You know, the sheriff continues to lead in this area of getting people to talk, and that's really what we are, what I think this commission is about, and what that Interfaith Council that is sponsored by the commission is all about as well. So we have another big program, I think, at the end of October, which you will all be invited to, and I think it's going to be at the Sheriff's Academy, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the information. Anyway, I thank you for listening. Dorothy, nice to meet you. You have to unmute.
All right, thank you. And I just wanted to concur with what you said. I actually had somewhat of a discomfort while listening to the speaker. I feel that this is a very volatile situation. We are not in the trenches in Israel. We know there's been tremendous persecution for the Jewish people. We know that Palestinians are struggling. And I agree with you. There was a lot of pain in her voice. And I think OSHA, I know many students at OSHA, and I know it's has great programs and has a great balance. I know students of many backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, that are there and feel very secure and safe in OSHA. And I'm grateful that there is a platform here that a person can come on and voice their opinions, and that we can listen with openness and actually, again, have our view on what we're hearing. And so I just want to say, Rabbi Rick, I appreciate you speaking up, because I wanted to speak up. I'm new to the committee, and I'm really not sure the role. I do need some orientation for sure. But I just wanted to say that I appreciate your words for both sides of this issue.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner O'Neill, and thank you, Commissioner Rick, for sharing that about the Interfaith Council meeting. That sounded like it was powerful. Thank you. Okay, moving on.
Okay, the last is announcements from commissioners. Commissioner Leach has her hand raised.
Oh. Just if you will allow me a point of personal privilege. We have spoken this morning, I think it was in the writing, about the documentary about negative media. And we know that there's so much bad news out there. Sometimes even classified as fake news. But last Sunday, I had the delight of opening up the LA Times and finding a wonderful article about our friend and our colleague, Commissioner Bersenio. And if you missed it, I encourage you to go back and find it. It was a wonderful piece of writing, and her story was well told. And I congratulate her for living the kind of life and doing the kind of work that gets the media's attention and brings us good news. Oh, fabulous. I did not see it, but I'll be looking for it.
If you can, maybe, Commissioner Leach, if you can send the link, that'll be nice. If you have that article, or maybe Commissioner Bersenio.
It's with the LA Times. You can go back into their archive, but it was last Sunday's edition.
Thank you.
Commissioner Bersenio?
Thank you, Commissioner Leach, for that. I will send Norma the online version of it for her to send it out, if that's okay. But thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm just going to take a moment. I thought about it twice about talking to you about this, but I think it's the right thing to do. I filed a couple of hate reports for a couple of incidents that happened to me in 2020. And I only came about of reporting it because I was asked to be in, or I put myself in the working committee to review our hate report for 2020. And I'm very thankful I did that, because as a commissioner, going through that not only sparked and reminded me that of the hate that happens and how frequently it happens and how we don't think about reporting it. Even being on this commission. So I sent a couple, and I'm just going to ask Norma, can I just read one of them? It's got some bad words, but I think it's important. I've only reported two of them, but these are often things that happen to me and so many other as well. And I just want to say, I just want to read a portion of it, of an email that I received, and that is one of the ways, in addition to online, as you all know, in addition to phone, but a part of it says, "Why don't you move your ugly ass back to whatever shithole country you came from, you ungrateful cunt? We don't want your kind here." I thought to myself, I'm a strong person. I don't need to report it. I don't feel, I'm not going to ever allow people to make me feel like a victim. But I only thought it was important to talk about it because it happens to all of us. And I am so grateful to be part of this commission because I can, when I come across it, I can understand it and help help guide folks to reporting it. So, again, thank you for the work that you all do, and thank you for listening. And we've our work is so important, the hour and a half, the 2 hours, the work Norma does, the work Jamie does. I'm just thankful. And I just want to say, Chief Hamill, I'm so sad that I hardly got to work with you because I hear only incredible things about you. But I wish you wonderful on your retirement.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to comment one thing that you said here, and it's just so spot on, and that is reporting equals funding. And you know, I think Don Hahn, who's on the nonprofit side, tells us for every one thing that's reported, there are 10 more down the line. I mean, families that are undocumented are afraid to report because they think that stuff is going to happen to them on the undocumented side, so that's underreported. People like you and me say, ugh, I'm fine, I'll be fine, no big deal, I'll move on. We need to report every single thing, because when the board supervisors see that, when the governors see that, when the president see that, then there's these numbers are small in comparison to what's happening in the world. As I've said many times, there's not a week that goes by where I sit in this very chair and I don't get a call from a parent whose child has experienced anti-Semitism. Not one week goes by where that doesn't happen, and I beg them to report, and I guess many of them don't. So thank you for saying that, and thank you for sharing, as painful as that must have been, that stuff needs to be reported, so thank you.
Yes, thank you for sharing, Commissioner Fresenio. We do need to realize these things, and as you said, it shows us just how important the work that we're doing is for all of us in our community. All right, moving to the next item.
Adjournment.
Adjournment.
Oh, agenda bill. Oh, adjournment. Oh.
Yeah, but Commissioner Matsuda, if you would allow me, I just want to also mention that we are coming up on our 20th anniversary. It's a hard thing to swallow and to remember those lives lost on September 11th. So it's a reminder that even though a lot has changed, but we still are struggling with racism, injustices, inequities, and hate. And I think it's not definitely on this commission, but everybody out there. First of all, our prayers and support go to the families and victims that had to face what they did and to live it as well. And we see the stories being told now on media and in the LA Times article, the series that's going on. It's very heart-wrenching to read that. Bring back memories, but also to the point of Rabbi Steinberg and the lady who shared her thoughts earlier. You know, we all have been victimized in different ways. You know, whether we are black, we are brown, Asians, or Muslims, Jewish, Sikh, Hindus, everyone across the board. We all have experienced, felt it. And our thing is to really bring about awareness and education. This is where the funding is so critical to what was shared earlier. Every reporting translates into funding or awareness, both for the politicians and those who make decisions at different levels. And for us as community leaders or people, it's for us to take it to the streets to get it done, to engage people. So that we reduce that level of hate and anger and different pent-up things that are there, misinformation, and unfortunately there's a lot of that. So this 20 years later, I think it's a moment of reflection for prayer to really come together and see the sacrifices made, they have to mean something, right? They have to translate and transform us to be better human beings. And it all starts with us. I think that beautiful clip of the students, it says volumes. And this is the next generation of leaders. Yeah, I think they have it right. They know what they're saying, you know. I think we can learn from these youngsters and the teenagers and the high schoolers. So I think we need to get more of them engaged with us. Perhaps, I know we do have these forums and meetings and sessions, but some kind of ambassadorship or something that needs to be created within the OC Human Relations. It's not to the level that it should be. We need to create a program that builds these kind of cadets or folks with training and empowerment in schools and other places, that we leave behind a better world, you know, a world which is more understanding, more caring and loving. You don't have to accept everything that everybody says, but at least you can have a conversation and not beat up the other person, right? And not feel that you're being marginalized. So I just wanted to kind of make that comment and see in the good work that is being done. And hopefully we get this approval that we are submitting as an ad hoc and a commission. But this is just a start of many things that we need to do. The campaign that was led by the help of our Commissioner Rick as well, translated into amazing media thing as well, initiative. So I just wanted to thank, and we are going to miss you, Chief. Your presence was amazing. I would definitely like to continue working with you outside of the role as well. So you have a wonderful retirement.
Thank you, Fareed. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, Fareed, for those words on, just remembering September 11th. And I think before we adjourn, just a moment of silence for the families that were affected on that day and all that everyone went through and the terror that we all experienced on that day, but especially the families who were directly related.
And to our troops, if you can include them in our prayers
troops.
And
remember. Yes, thank you. Sure. Just a few moments. We will adjourn today's meeting if there's nothing else. We'll adjourn. Bye to everyone. I also did not get to meet Commissioner O'Neill before this, and welcome. Sorry I didn't say that at the beginning of the meeting, but welcome. We're happy to have you. And we're going to continue to do great things. And I hope that my internet connection is a little stronger next time because I've been going in and out a little bit.
And before we adjourn, if I may also reiterate that it is important, I think the request was made of our new Commissioner O'Neill as well, welcome on board, that we do need orientation for the new and the old. I think sometimes we do not know the nuances of what and what needs to be done, what our role is, and in terms of the do's and don'ts. But also when the 1 year goes by and there'll be another election coming up, and a nomination committee is set in place and how that functions. I think these things are critical for our governance and our own operating. So I don't know when we can take the time. I think we need to. It happens in this forum or it happens one-on-one or however that is, or maybe set a committee or something like that. I don't know if it is Norma that needs to do this or we need to take it up as a commission, but it needs to be facilitated.
Thank you for that suggestion, and I will get on it.
Thank you.
I agree with you. It's very important, and I'll get on that.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful day.
Everyone.